You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 19th, 2021, closing arguments are underway, as you heard on the network news a moment ago, in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Of course, that's the case involving the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody May 25, 2020. When all of us saw pictures of Chauvin, the officer at that time, pinning his knee against Floyd's neck. And we were all led to believe it happened for more than 9 minutes. Testimony introduced in court that even prosecutors had to acknowledge his knee was not on his neck all that 9 minutes, mostly on his shoulder and so forth. But still, silly charge. He's facing second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and our second-degree manslaughter. The jury's got to sort that out. And in the meantime, as you heard, and we're going to get into it a lot more detail in this next hour, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democrat, California, basically calling out that we want a guilty verdict. We want a guilty verdict. Basically telling the jurors, you bring back a guilty verdict. And if not, well, then she says, we're going to stay on the street, get more active. We're going to get more confrontational. Is that this close to inciting a riot if anything goes wrong? We have to look at that and raise that question. And I will point out to you that shortly after she spoke, and she was in violation of the Minnesota curfew, she was out there past 7 o'clock, the curfew put in effect by the Minnesota governor, who's also a Democrat. Shortly after her remarks were made, someone driving by opened fire on guardsmen, National Guardsmen, who were protecting an area. Apparently they're going to be okay. The governor, again, Democrat, Minnesota, Waltz, had mobilized the National Guard once rioters started hitting not only various places in Minnesota, but also the Brooklyn Center Police Department after that shooting took place involving Duante Wright. The response from the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden believes, quote, protests must be peaceful. That's his response. That's it. That's his response to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Not saying that those kinds of words could be dangerous and inflammatory, just saying protests must be peaceful. Well, of course, you have a First Amendment right of a peaceful assembly. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Mike Berg said, telling rioters who burned buildings, looted stores, assaulted journalists to get more confrontational is incredibly irresponsible. That every House Democrat should condemn Maxine Waters' call for violence. Again, the words of National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Mike Berg. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, even announced a resolution calling for Waters to be expelled from Congress. And former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said, Maxine Waters urging anti-police protesters to get more confrontational. And then, of course, you also have Rashida Tlaib calling for abolishing police and eliminating prisons. He said all of those are utter insanity. In the meantime, there's a new Minnesota bill. This bill would prevent anyone convicted of criminal offenses during protesters other than civil unrest from getting any state aid. That would include, but not be limited to, student loans, grants, rent, mortgage assistance, food stamps, unemployment benefits, business grants, medical assistance, and so on. Now, again, this is those who are convicted of criminal offenses other than just civil unrest. Now, I don't know what they're going to classify as civil unrest. Throwing a brick through the window of a business, throwing frozen items or bricks at police and so forth, looting, that obviously is going to become a felony act. Not just a protest. And also one of the main spokesmen on the left, real-time host Bill Maher, taking aim at Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib as she calls for no more policing. She said policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Bill Maher says she's calling for no more policing or incarceration. The criminals would be the honors on the honor system. He said, I mean, I thought defund the police was a terrible slogan, but no police? Take note of this. We told you a little bit about it last week. It continues to fester. Those are folks who are upset with Black Lives Matter, are they getting any money? Families of Michael Brown and Breonna Taylor, two of those victims in the Black Lives Matter movement, they're asking, some of their families are asking, where is the money? And in fact, one of them represents the mother, Breonna Taylor. Said, I personally never dealt with BLM. Personally, I found them to be a fraud. That's her statement.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Heat Bad Production. He got walrus gumbled. He got, oh, no sideboard. He want spinal cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his arm, Jay. You can feel his disease. Come together.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that say guilty, guilty, guilty.
The words of Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, in Minnesota, talking about the trial that we're now the jury is considering instructions, or will be shortly considering instructions from the judge as to what charges they should consider against Derek Chauvin for the death of May 2020 for George Floyd. Congresswoman Waters in the street, past a 7 o'clock curfew, by the way, that is put in place for that state to keep violence from happening by the Democrat governor. And she's out there saying we have to have a guilty verdict. There may be some case that either you were directly involved in or something you watched from afar that you thought that they should come back with this ruling, regardless of what you were thinking, guilty or innocent. But it was your belief that's what it should be. And the ruling that came back did not fit with what your thoughts were. What do you do in a case like that? Some people take to the streets. And some people just shake their head and say, I don't think justice was done, but move on. We understand what's in play on the streets right now in this case involving particularly the Derek Chauvin case. And also in Brooklyn Center, the death of Dwante Wright, shot by a 26-year vet of the Brooklyn City Police Department when she pulled out her pistol and shot instead of shooting her taser, which she claimed she was getting ready to fire. But this kind of language from a representative of Congress, that's the question. That's the issue. And she's not the only one to do it. But, I mean, if she's out there doing that, not only violating the curfew, but saying we must have a guilty verdict. I'm going to let you hear it in more detail in a moment. But she's saying that is only what we're going to take. And it's got to be a murder verdict. Can't be one of the lesser charges of guilty. And you also had Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, that basically has declared that the death of Duante Wright wasn't an accident. She said policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Duante Wright was met with aggression and violence. She said, I'm done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. And again, she's talking about the Duante Wright case that took place about 10 miles from where the jury is now sitting and getting ready to gather and counsel caucus for a verdict on the George Floyd case. When you have folks who have such a strong view one way or the other, you shouldn't automatically just dismiss them. But the same token, I think it's important that we keep things in perspective. If this situation were turned entirely around, and of course some would say, well, it never will be, Larry, that's what the issue is. What are you willing to accept that if you think it would be right in your view to have the same attitude that you want a guilty verdict, and if you don't get a guilty verdict, then there's going to be hell to pay, one way or the other. Are we going to have law and order or are we not? Former GOP House Chairman, Congressional Chair, Speaker, Newt Gingrich on that point.
I don't think it's racist for a black small business owner to not want their small business burned down. I think this whole absurdity that as a civilization you either provide safety or you dissolve. And we've had both with Rashida Tlaib, who called for abolishing the police and eliminating prisons, which is a position of utter insanity. And now, of course, you have Waters, who has always been on the left. But what's happened with every passing, the more patient we are, the more radical they are.
Do you buy that argument from Gingrich? Well, of course, their argument in return could be, yeah, but if we don't get radical, you continue to sit there, you're doing nothing. Well, what is to be done? What is to be done? And to what level? When Congresswoman Tlaib the other day, as I was saying a moment ago, saying that no more policing, no more incarceration, how's that supposed to work? Every time we talk about defunding police and when those funds are pulled, which community gets hurt the worst? The very ones that are saying they're not getting justice as it is. There's no doubt in most minority communities who's to blame for crime in their area. They know darn well who it is. And they may or may not speak because, one, they've been cautioned and warned, snitches get stitches, and are maybe it's relatives of theirs, or they just don't get me involved. Just leave me alone. I'm just going to try to make my way through. And yet, how many times do we have innocent children being caught in crossfire, as happened in Chicago over this last weekend? I'll get in more detail of that again here shortly. It is understandable for anyone who believes that I don't think our message is getting through, but going into the streets, using your First Amendment right, that's acceptable. But then when you begin to throw, loot, burn, attack, you've exceeded your First Amendment protections. And in fact, when a congresswoman stands out there and makes that remark, the question has to be again, are you doing any good for the community as a whole? And more importantly, should you be guilty if there's any problem that follows you? follows your remarks. Listen again to the remarks of Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
So does that sound like it's inciting violence if the verdict doesn't come back in the way that she insists it must be done? And how does that fit with our law and order court justice system anyway? I don't care who you are, what your color is, what your background is, what the legal, whatever the issue is in front of a jury. If you think in the street you could tell the jury what to do and they should be following, or there be threats against them and or their community, you're not only out of line, you are guilty of possibly inciting more violence if it follows. And we do know that shortly after she made those statements, shortly after she did that, there were, as I pointed out, and using commentary a moment ago, someone driving by firing several shots at members of the National Guard that were on duty in the area. None of the members seriously hurt, we're told. But still, it could have been. That is all part of the Minneapolis Police Department, along with the County Sheriff's Office, State of Minnesota, and the National Guard all coming together in what they call Operation Safety Net for Minneapolis, preparing for what could happen after this verdict, and also what's been happening since the Brooklyn Center shooting involving Officer Kim Potter and the death of Dwante Wright. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, is pushing forward with an effort to expel Congresswoman Maxine Waters from Congress for her remarks. The statement from Greene's office says the resolution would be to expel Congresswoman Maxine Waters for her continued incitement of violence. The reaction from Waters is that basically she's saying what needs to be said. And even as real-time host Bill Maher, one of the darlings of the left, said that those kinds of statements, the same with Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, all leading up to no more policing, he said, what are we supposed to do, let the criminals be on honor roll? Do you think they're going to follow that? Do you really think so? Even if you support what Maxine Waters has said and you think that, yeah, maybe we need to have more demonstrations or something of that nature, as long as they're peaceful under First Amendment rights, you can certainly do so. But otherwise, you have violence. When you have violence, things get out of control, and then, yes, we end up having more hurt. Innocence in some cases. So back to the former Speaker of the House remarks, Newt Gingrich, and his belief that right now we need to stand for law and order.
The more patient we are, the more radical they are. So you have over a year of violence in Portland, Oregon. You have an expectation of violence. Why should we expect violence if the criminal justice system works? Why should we tolerate violence? Why should we tolerate National Guardsmen being shot at? I think we have to really rethink our whole approach to making sure that we stop people from being violent, if necessary, by doing the opposite of what Rashida Tlaib wanted and actually increasing the prisons. But you cannot have a country which cowers in fear and which has radicals who wander around openly encouraging violence.
Can you find any point to disagree with that we want a country that cowers every time there's something like this going on and we don't send in police to stop it? If it's in your neighborhood involving your family, your relatives, does your view change? Which brings to the forefront something we're going to discuss before we wrap up this hour. Remarks by CNN Chris Cuomo, basically stating all the shootings in the street, he's specifically referring to black Americans being shot by police officers. He said that will not stop, will not cease until the white kids are the ones being shot by police. And he cites some cases that either he doesn't have the facts or he's ignoring them, which wouldn't surprise me. For instance, they're bringing up this 13-year-old shot the other day, and they're all saying he didn't have a weapon. He didn't have a weapon. Well, the video does show, before it got edited, that he had a weapon in his hand, and he had been running from, apparently, with another group, police identifying a gang group, opening fire on various people, whether or not the other gang members, it wasn't clear. But when they catch up to him, the officer's telling him to show he's got his, he knows he's got a gun, he sees it, and then he releases it, falling back behind a fence at the same time the officer shoots. The officer made a split-second decision. He's going to be questioned about it. They're going to take a full inquiry. But, of course, at that moment, he did not have the weapon in his hand. And so that is, again, adding fuel to the fire that police are just going to shoot to kill, especially if they're young blacks. Would they do it if it's a young white child? We'll get into that in more detail before we wrap up. But before that, I want to tell you about the police chief. The police chief, he says, we have to have policing, and these Congress people need to shut up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
When you look at reckless comments made by those who sit, and I won't say sit in seats of leadership, I don't use leadership loosely, but who sit in elected seats of influence, and you make reckless, disgusting comments that do nothing but inflame tensions, that's not being responsible. That's not leadership.
Those are the words of the Detroit Police Chief, James Craig. He is a black man, and the only reason I point that out is because some will say, well, I'd expect that from a police officer. I'm just trying to point out that when you have Maxine Waters and Tlaib saying we need to defund police and blame police, and if we don't get the verdict we want, we need more action in the street, here is Detroit Police Chief James Craig saying that is not what we need. And in fact, it's specific Congresswoman Tlaib criticizing police, as I said earlier, that she wants to defund police, just get rid of police. Detroit Police Chief Craig added, I'd love to see her resign. I'd throw her a goodbye party. Let me just say this. When you talk about abolishing police, incarceration, you talk about safe cities, what do you think the residents in Detroit want? He said, if I made comments on par with hers, I'd be calling for my resignation. And he also condemned Maxine Waters, California, for telling protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as you heard a moment ago, to get more confrontational if Derek Chauvin isn't convicted of killing George Floyd. In fact, Chief Craig said, I will not let someone like a Tlaib or Maxine Waters paint our profession with a broad brush. Are you aware what the other U.S. rep said as recent as yesterday? You know what she said in response to Brooklyn Center? Get more confrontational. He adds, I was the first chief in the nation. They came out and denounced the murderous cop who killed George Floyd. We support free speech. We support social justice. But we're encouraging. We make reckless statements like that to create criminal behavior. Of course, in his mind, Derek Chauvin should be found guilty. As you heard him say, he's a murderous cop. Maxine Waters' response for all of this going on said, I'm not going to be bullied because I'm telling protesters to get confrontational. I'm not going to stand back and let down. I'm not going to be bullied out of my position. I want to raise something with you, by the way. The corrupt media, and I'm saying corrupt media in the sense that those who are not really doing their job, when they were accusing Trump of inciting violence, why are we not hearing from them? when Maxine Waters makes such statements. And shortly after that, shots are fired at National Guard troops on standby. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything from any members of the left nor the state-controlled media, and we all know why. In the meantime, in Florida, the Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, signing a new bill into law, a new anti-riot bill. It's called the Combating Public Disorder Act. It protects funding for municipal law enforcement from progressive efforts to defund police. It raises penalties for those who engage in criminal conduct. And under the new law, effective immediately, quote, riot is defined as a group of three or more engaging in a violent public disturbance with common intent to injure others, damage property, or pose an imminent danger of injury or damage. Governor DeSantis saying this is the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the nation. He said there's nothing even close. Democrats claim this is just going to be another effort to close the door on holding police accountable. I think at some point we need to say we need to hold criminals accountable. And I'm not seeing that. I'm not hearing that. If you really want to be objective, you've got to look at all things from every side and be objective, not come in and bring your bag and say it's this stance or none, as we're hearing from Maxine Waters. If she'd been out there and said, I expect this to happen, I hope it will happen, but we must follow law and order, I wouldn't have one qualm with that kind of statement. But we're not there, are we? And then Chris Cuomo. It's very easy to quickly dismiss his remarks, but I think we need to examine them closer. That all of this will stop when white kids are being shot by cops? Think about it. That's coming up when we continue. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
And you know what the answer is? You really do. You don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Shootings? Gun laws? Access to weapons? Oh, yeah, I know when they'll change. Your kids start getting killed? White people's kids start getting killed? Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your state now, but they don't know what it was, and then the kid runs and it pop, 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 pop. Cop was justified. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Huh. The white kid. Oh, big family. That house over there. Those start piling up. What is going on with these police? Oh, what? Maybe we shouldn't even have police. That kind of mania, that kind of madness, that'll be you. That'll be the majority. Because it's your people.
Your people. That is CNN's Chris Cuomo Friday night during his primetime program. saying we're not going to see police and gun reform until white kids start getting killed. I'm going to let you hear more of it in a moment. It's really easy to quickly dismiss such an attitude and a thought, but let's don't be quite so dismissive. Just bear with me for a moment. You might watch from a distance things happening at another neighborhood or child school at some other child. It won't be, I'm not even talking about to the level of police shooting and killing or even shooting and injuring. I'm just talking about some incident that from afar you see it and say, yeah, that's not right. Or maybe you say, I don't see a problem with it. Not to the extent some are claiming. But then when it happens in, quote, your own backyard, when it involves your children, your family, how does your response change? I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about your family. When something involves your family, what happens to you in your psyche? I think most of us, I can take a lot and tolerate, and I don't take myself seriously. Some folks think I do. I take what I do here seriously, and what I did for dozens of decades in news business, I take that seriously. I don't really take myself seriously. And I don't, there's not much you can say that's going to set me off. It's just not going to happen. I learned long ago, and I think anyone who goes through military at any level, Marines in my case, or whatever your level is, that you have to accept the fact that you might have to kill someone, and you're willing to do so, even if you don't know them, you don't hate them, but that's just the mission. You don't want to think about that they also have family and kids too, maybe. And they're just there because they were ordered there by their leaders, just as maybe you were. So you have to accept that you can do that. So you don't even have to have hate to carry it out. But, of course, many of us, if you're coming after my family, if you're coming after my family, all bets are off. Now, let's say your family is not just your blood relatives. You want to pull in some dear close friends, their family. And let's say if you are a minority, be it brown, yellow, black, and you consider others kind of my family. That's not such a stretch. But where do you draw the line that says what was acceptable for that group in that time is not acceptable if it comes my way? If you're going to be honest about it, if you're really going to be honest about it, you're not going to accept any police corruption or abuse by police officers against any, quote, member of your family. Whether or not you deal with it at that point or through court is another issue. And too many times when things are trying, they try to deal with it in the street, it does not go well. It goes bad. Even if officers are doing their very best and they're following every instruction and training they've been given. If you're going to escalate the situation, they're going to escalate. You have to understand that. Years ago, some of you might recall that I did a piece on tasers. Now, bring that up because of the Dante Wright case the other day. The taser was invented for a less lethal contact by police against someone they were trying to restrain. It's been used effectively numerous times. At the time I did the special report on it on TV, there had been a lot of deaths. And the question was, are police abusing it? Maybe they're keeping it on too long, or are they somehow not using it properly? The manufacturers were saying, no, it's a safe device if used properly. If used properly, like anything. A baton a police officer might carry is safe if it's used properly, but when you're hitting someone repeatedly over the head, at that point, you might have gone past the intent of it. But with the taser, the idea was to avoid lethal action, especially if the suspect is unarmed. If they escalate to a knife, then they might have to then officers escalate too. And certainly if you pull a weapon, they're going to escalate. The Dante Wright case, by everything we've seen, is the officer was going to her video and audio and what the claim is, that She was going to tase him, but she pulled out the pistol and fired one shot and realized immediately, I shot him. And then we had this case the other day that they've been bringing forward a little bit about 13-year-old Adam Toledo in Chicago. We're going to talk about another Chicago case in a moment. A black young man, 13 years old. Chicago police released some of the camera videos. And the thought was is that he was shot and he had nothing in his hands at the time he was shot. And at the time the officer pulled the trigger, it appears that is true. But just before that, the officer is saying, show me your hand, show me your hands. And he sees the weapon in his hand. In a split second, the officer makes a decision. The kid has either dropped it or tossed it behind a fence at that time. And by then, it's too late to call the shot back. That's a quick summary of it. Don't take my word for it. Look at yourself and find out. But if there had been a white kid shot in those circumstances, would you be joining the cry that this is police overreacting? Because that's what Chris Cuomo is saying. If the same thing happened to a white kid, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be simply not, well, I should say that you're simply going to endorse a police officer blanketly? Because in this case, it's a black kid and there were connections to a street gang and shootings and so forth? Or are you actually going to look at the facts? So again, for Chris Cuomo on his statement the other day, I want you to hear a little more clip of it. He said, basically, when it comes down to police excuses, and he's calling them excuses, sometimes they're just not an excuse. It's an actual case that happened. But he starts going through a list of the names where we know the George Floyd case, Duante Wright, I just told you about. And then the case of this 13-year-old in Chicago. Please listen.
George Floyd, Dante Wright. I wonder if you'll remember their names 6 months from today, because they'll be replaced by so many others. You're here, people. What are you going to do when you see these shootings? You know what you're going to do. That George Floyd. Did you hear about him? That Dante Wright. Did you hear about him? That 13-year-old Adam. You know he was a gangbanger. Why do that? Because you want to make the problem them. Takes the onus off the idea that you're wrong about policing not needing to change. Forget that police are trained to deal with non-compliance with force that is not lethal. Hey, comply or die. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, he cites those cases. George Floyd, we know the trial is underway now. Derek Chauvin, that's the one that Maxine Waters been in the street the other day saying that unless we get guilty, 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 we're going to have to stay in the streets and escalate is what she's suggesting. And then the Dante Wright case I was just discussing with you, the police officer that supposedly was pulling a taser, but she pulled a pistol and fired a fatal shot. George Floyd did have a past history with drugs and health condition. It's a fact. Dante Wright did have a past felony charge and a warrant outstanding, and he resisted as they began to cuff him. That's a fact. Then you have the case in Chicago with a 13-year-old the other day. As they're chasing him down with some others that were opening fire at various folks that they were trying to catch. And as the officer sees him, he sees the weapon, tells him, show me your hands. And as the kid turns, the officer either saw the weapon or thought it was still in his hand. Who knows? That's going to have to be discussed in full detail. At the time he pulled the shot, the hands were empty. But it's a split-second decision. And until you've been there, it's pretty hard for you to make that decision, isn't it? That's not to say that any of those officers had a right to do anything that they're accused or charged with or folks upset with just because they had a criminal history or something of that nature. None of those things I just listed for you are death penalty cases. None of them. Question is, again, would it change if it's white kids? That was Cuomo's point. Well, let me add to that story in the next segment, specifically another case in Chicago. And who are you going to blame this time? And what's going to be done for safety and law and order?
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We need to care about all of our children and all men and women, that they are safe, and we don't have anyone, be it someone carrying a badge or some gangbanger, that puts them in harm's way. We should be concerned about all, regardless of color, regardless of gender, regardless of age, regardless of their sexual orientation. Chicago police over the weekend recorded 26 shooting victims, 5 pronounced dead. Among those included a 33-year-old man shot in the leg at a drive-through shooting, and a 19-year-old woman shot in the abdomen while they were in a drive-through, apparently, at a Popeyes. In another case, a 17-year-old is in fair condition after 2 men exited a vehicle and then shot her in the head Sunday while she was riding in a separate vehicle. Then an 18-year-old was shot down at a business when a shooter opened fire. An unidentified 44-year-old woman shot and wounded. All of these were black-on-black crimes. Most of them happening in the South Chicago area, but there was also one that happened in Chicago's West Side. And that's the one that you would like to think is bringing some focus to it. At least it got a statement out of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. I just told you all these shootings that took place, the shootings, much less the deaths. And Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot sent out a tweet yesterday: "I am heartbroken and angered that a 7-year-old child was killed this afternoon on Chicago's West Side. This unthinkable act of violence has no place here. The epidemic of gun violence cutting our children's lives short cannot go on." And, of course, just the other day, Dr. Fauci declared that gun violence is a health epidemic, and now you got Lori Lightfoot using that phrase. And their thought is that if you get more gun laws, you'll put an end to it. You think a gun law would have stopped anything like that? Keep in mind, this child was in a car with her father and some siblings or friends, whatever it was. And they were in a drive-through line at a McDonald's. And 2 guys, another car got out, came over and opened fire on that vehicle. Now, were they targeting the father for something that he did or they thought he did? Was it gang-related, drug-related, or was he just an innocent? They hit the wrong victim to start with. That could have been true. But the bottom line is, a 7-year-old child in that car died. The father is hospitalized with multiple gunshot wounds. No word yet, again, as if a motive on it. But if he's responsible for anything he was doing that upset that group and they came after him, he's also paid a heavy price with the death of his child. Do you want to defund police and not have police at all around? How many more of those do you think would escalate? We've already told you repeatedly about the number of the expressway shootings happening lately in Chicago, and they're spreading elsewhere. They're adding more cameras and so forth on the Chicago interstates and thoroughfares, hoping to be able to catch more victims, or I should say shooters. But I saw this, too, the other day, and here's a 7-year-old child excited to go to McDonald's. Maybe she's looking forward to an ice cream cone, maybe a hamburger, who knows, fries. She did not go there to be killed. Does her color make any difference to you? I say it doesn't, and I think most of you agree. So when Chris Cuomo says that we all get more concerned if it's white kids being killed, I'm not going to fully accept that. I know what he's trying to say. And I think, again, don't just totally dismiss it. Examine it. But a seven-year-old child, their race, their religion, their gender means nothing to me. It's a seven-year-old child. We don't know what the future held for her or what she could have added to the nation. We don't do it. And we have too many lives being taken like that, innocent lives being caught. And it's not responsible gun owners carrying out those shootings, nor the shooting at FedEx the other day. It's not a responsible gun owner to go in and do that. And police already confiscated a shotgun from his home a year before. War was a red flag law to make sure he wasn't able to purchase anything else. What about those who obviously are checked and they're not flagged as they should have been? Deal with the laws we have now, but your concern should not be law-abiding citizens. It needs to be those who just don't care about the law. Who else would go and open fire on a car with knowing their kids inside? Not caring who gets hit. And how many times have we reported on cases where a child is simply in their own home, maybe in their bed, and some gang shooting takes place and a bullet comes through and takes that child's life? What's going to stop it? It's not going to be less policing. And we need to pray as well. No, prayers won't answer everything. I would actually disagree with that, but I'm going to accept it for right now. Thank you for listening. I do remind you of our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.